we're honoring Mary in three different venues or three different ways. A couple weekends ago when the trustees were in town, Mary led the devotions one morning and then Pete Hammond the next, and then the trustees prayed for both of them as they're both in transition for the summer. But there's a difference in the transition for Pete and for Mary, and it's an important difference I'd like you to help me with. Pete is officially moving into retirement at the end of August. Mary is transitioning from her ministry responsibilities as director of NCF into a role with NCF that's going to be more supportive. And she and I are still in conversations, but we've got the basic center of that. So Mary is not retiring, but simply transitioning out of her role as director. And as a part of honoring her this morning, we invited some guests that are close to her. You've seen Dave and Elizabeth in the office volunteering lots, and thank you for doing that and for coming this morning. And David and Marion Jones, longtime friends, and we asked them to be here. And then I think Harriet's here. Harriet, are you here? Yeah, good. So Harriet, would you stand, because Harriet's the interim director for NCF beginning July 1. And so Harriet's here for some orientation with Mary and with me. We wanted to ask Mary some questions, and I've given her the questions ahead of time. She has prepared answers. So, Mary, would you come up? And
great.
We decided we'd use an interview format. So, Mary, would you describe for us how God called you to NCF and how that call has remained present for you?
Okay. Well, I'll talk about call more generally and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that begins with my family. If I get teary,
That's all right. If I cry, they're going to get nervous. If you cry,
that's right. But my father was a pastor and my mother a nurse. And so, you know, as a child, I used to care for people with my family. I would go visit with my dad and we would care for people that were sick and that kind of thing. And then my mother, as a nurse, did private duty nursing. And she would share scripture and pray with patients. So all the things that we talk about in spiritual care, which is part of the curriculum of NCF, helping students and nurses and faculty really bring their faith to their care, was a part of that. And so my calling really started with that. And then I got into nursing school and was involved in InterVarsity and all. But then as I later became involved in NCF and we were a part of the scriptures, just putting our faith in nursing together, the Isaiah 61 passage really just describes who I am in terms of my calling. And that is what sustains, you know, in the ministry. Of the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor and the oppressed, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, release the prisoners, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and then to comfort those who mourn, an oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And Jesus quotes from that in Luke 4. And in Bible studies with students and faculty and nurses, we often talk about this passage and the Lord anointing people to really live this out. And we just believe that that's what we do in nursing. And we talk about the poor and the oppressed and the captives and the prisoners and the blind. You know, those are the people nurses see all the time and students do in their nursing education, of the sick and the elderly and the oppressed in terms of mental health issues. And so that has been my calling of living this out. And I can do that in any context. And sometimes I live that out in the office or in terms of leadership. And we'll do that in the future, whatever I do in the future. And so that really sustains as we identify who we are in terms of the scriptures.
Thank you.
And just a little aside in this terms of my father being a pastor, he was on the mailing list of InterVarsity, and that was a long time ago. And so I heard about InterVarsity through mail that he received. And I went to school at Augsburg College, a Lutheran school in Minneapolis, then transferred to the University of Minnesota. But I heard about this InterVarsity. So when I went there, I looked at the student newspaper, find out where the student group met at the University of Minnesota campus, and I've been involved ever since. So direct mail people, be encouraged. That you never know what the outcome could be.
I did pray this morning, though. I'm thinking about doing something dangerous. What year was it that you were an intermediate freshman?
Okay. I went to school in to the Augsburg College in 58, and then 9 I or and 60 went to the University of Minnesota.
Thank you. That was not in the pre-printed question. What are one or two of your favorite memories during your, and we're still trying to figure out if it's 22 or 23 years that you've been director.
I became director in 84, so do the math. I think it's 23.
So a couple favorite
memories. And I'll give four brief snapshots in terms of memories. One is at the University of Wisconsin, right here, in the hospital cafeteria. Nursing education takes place in a medical center, so often the hospital cafeteria is where things happen. But a student by the name of Jeff called the office here and learned about NCF through that. But he was in his classes where they were talking about death and dying. You know, that's the kind of stuff nursing students discuss. And he wanted to sort of bring his faith into that and to reach out to his classmates. So I got to know Jeff and went down to campus and had some Bible discussions in the cafeteria. I brought with me some Bibles and sheets of the text. And we look at John 11, where Jesus talks with Mary and Martha when their brother Lazarus died. And so we looked at what the sisters were feeling. They were angry. Why weren't you here sooner? And upset. And they were Mary was crying. Martha was dealing with things. And Jesus came in, and he came. But he listened, and he cried, and he talked with him. And then we talked about application, not only to their classmates, because some of them were going through these things, too, in terms of grief, but we talked about that in terms of patient care. And one of the students looked up at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, I never knew the Bible had anything to do about nursing. And I thought, that's what we're about, to bring the Bible and the Word of God into the context of nursing. So we talk about death and dying and ethics and spiritual care, and to get it is what we're about as we have this focused ministry. So that's one story. Another story is at a hotel in St. Louis about in the early 1990s. And NCF is a community of people and students and faculty. And we held some NCF faculty conferences following a convention of the National League for Nursing, which is the accrediting body of all the schools of nursing. And so they'd have a convention, we'd have an NCF event afterwards, and then some other faculty would come in. And so this particular one, we were looking at building a paradigm for nursing from a Christian perspective. You know, nursing theories were sort of secularized, and the theory base is sort of what educators do. And we thought, you know, this building nursing on the Word of God is what we want to do as a community of educators within nursing. And so we called these people together, and there were talks and discussions and that kind of thing. A nursing curriculum is based on looking at who a person is and what nursing is, what health is, what the environment is. And so the vision began to emerge of building this paradigm from this Christian worldview about all these things, which has resulted in the University Press book, A Call to Care, and there is a revision of that, and a number of other things. At that particular meeting, people really caught this vision of, in nursing education, to really build this Christian scholarship that would really have to do with building a Christian worldview in nursing. We talked at that time about our continuing education. NCF had always done conferences on integration of faith and different nursing issues. But at this particular conference in St. Louis, we also talked about having a more formal way of dealing with our continuing education and offering credit through now the Wisconsin Nurses Association. We offer credit for our continuing education. So NCF is into education, providing resources and materials and this kind of thing, where we teach, you know, in these Bible studies among students, but then in the classroom, we use this in the classrooms as well to teach this. So that was another picture, and it has grown into many things. By the way, this witnessing community among faculty and administrators has grown within NCF. And so, you know, these people that were involved in these conferences now are linking together. We have a faculty grad listserv, about 159 people discuss nursing theory and how to educate students and how to really teach Christian principles and that kind of thing. We have a mailing list of probably emails that we send to in terms of the faculty of 1,200. And we're having a faculty conference, and I'll tell about that. So that's another thing. The third picture is here in the office, and we had just heard the news that in 2002, a student at University of Arizona shot three faculty members who were killed. So that was sort of the Virginia Tech thing that we experienced. And so I communicated with the NCF faculty advisor, and we talked and prayed, and then we just wanted to share and encourage people to pray. So I wrote an email, sort of a prayer, Lord, and just mentioned some prayer requests, and Linda sent that out. At this point, our global email list was probably about 4,000 or 5,000. It now is almost 8,000. So I sent out that message, or Linda did, and to recognize that we could have a global prayer meeting, you know, through electronic ways was just an amazing thing. And we continue to do that. And then the report of that, what God did in terms of answering, was listed in the Journal of Christian Nursing of the Arizona shootings and the marvelous way that God answered prayer and worked in terms of the community was amazing. So that's another memory in terms of things, and then the outcomes of that in terms of witness within the world. The fourth is there is this was a different hotel, but in Memphis, Tennessee, and Harriet Cooling and I went there last November. Now, this was a meeting of the Alliance of Nursing Organizations, and at the table there are the people from the American Nurses Association, which is the professional organization, the student nurse organization, the National Student Nurse Organization, the people from this National League for Nursing, both the president of the board and the executive directors come to this, and then there's people from the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, another organization for higher degree programs. And by the way, just a little addendum to that in terms of what I said before, and as far as NCF forming witnessing communities, at this biannual or two times a year conferences of this American Association of Colleges of Nursing, which is the graduate and a lot of the baccalaureate programs, the Christians involved with NCF have a worship service at that. So when these leaders of nursing education come together, there's a worship service. And then there's an email list serve of 60 Christian deans that interact together.
I'm just going to, just so that soaks in, how many Christian deans?
60.
Across the country, 60 deans who are Christians who are networked through NCF. Sorry for the interruption, but I didn't want that to just sort of slide by.
And it coming out in stats, so that we're in touch in this one organization of the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, we're in touch with the leaders at 9% of the school's higher education programs. And then there are additional faculty that are leaders that we're in touch with that are now becoming accredited to the National League for Nursing. So we do groups on campus, we do faculty networks, and we work with nurses and alumni and are educating in a variety of ways. But back to this meeting in Memphis. So leaders of all these professional organizations are there, and then there are a lot of specialty nursing organizations, the operating room nurses and the people working in critical care and working with children. And NCF now has membership. We're a membership in ministry, but we do that as a ministry strategy because that's what nurses do. When students find us or a nurse, they'll say, how can I join? Because that's what professionals do. And so we have that, and Linda and Kimberly have worked with that in terms of serving them. Back to the meeting in Memphis. So NCF is able to be at the table where all these leaders come together. So Harriet and I were there, and we could have lunch with some of these folk. You know, I sat next to the outgoing executive director of the National League for Nursing, and she was sharing about a vision problem that she was having, and she shared a bit of her spiritual journey, and I could interact with her, or people in the American Association of Colleges of Nursing to talk with them. And then Harriet and I spoke up at seminars that we had, there was one plenary that talked about the disparity in healthcare, and people of other cultures are not getting healthcare. And so I felt God saying to me, get up and say something of what are we going to do about this? And I could introduce myself as Mary Thompson from Nurses Christian Fellowship. And so it's a way of NCF being at the table. And at that meeting also, there were the representatives from Lippincott, Williams, and Wilkins, who many of you know that our Journal of Christian Nursing, we have outsourced production and marketing to Lippincott, Williams, and Wilkins, which has been a wonderful gift to us. And so now, because they also operate American Journal of Nursing and nursing, the large nursing journals, they put ads about JCN in these other magazines. And the ads have been seen, if people look at the ads, by 2.3 million nurses and students. And we got a call from somebody in Michigan, a student in Michigan. I saw an ad for Journal of Christian Nursing in a magazine. I clicked on the web service, and then I found you, and I want to come to your conference. So those are some memories of significant things that have resulted in lots of other things.
Another end-time question. Since the Lord provided the arrangement with Lippincott, how much have subscriptions gone up?
And they have increased 1,000 or 14%. Wow. So that's more than, and we couldn't have continued basically because of the cost of marketing was just outrageous, and we needed to become online.
That's just in the first few months. I mean, this is not a long, this relationship with the long term hasn't been going on very long.
Yeah, and a year when they have taken over. So we're very encouraged, and the witnessing opportunities among our colleagues. Kathy Walker was just at their office, and it's wonderful.
Mary, thank you. We're going to ask Mary to give us some ways that we can pray for her in a few minutes, but Alec wanted to be here to give you something and say a word of thanks.
Okay. Should I stand up?
No, stay here, of course. When we moved to Madison, our then 13-year-old daughter asked me, she said, Dad, what do you do as president? She had this image of going out to good lunches and great trips. Well, I'd answer that a little differently now 6 years later than I would have then. But one of the cool things I get to do is I get to give plaques. And, you know, sort of the official side of the town and gown of what a president does. So this is one of the cooler plaques. Mary, it's a nice picture of you. And let me read. It's got the our purpose statement. And then down below it says, presented to Mary Thompson, in recognition of 23 years of service as the director of Nurses Christian Fellowship. Thank you for your commitment to bringing God's love and justice to nursing education and practice. Mm-hmm. And then it quotes Isaiah 61, mm-hmm. which is, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, signed by Barney and by me. So Mary, we give this to you as a token of our appreciation.
Thank you.
third celebration of Mary's 23 years of leadership of NCF will take place just a little later this month up in Minneapolis at a major conference for Nurses Christian Fellowship. And I've been invited to come to that, and so I've been thinking about what I might say, and I'm going to say it very briefly here, but I think it's important. As you caught from what Mary shared, I think there have been at least three, many more, but three very noteworthy contributions. One, Mary, is that in those 23 years, the standard for what it means to think through a profession from a Christian worldview and the lordship of Christ over every area of the profession has been set, and materials have been produced in the light of that work, and it's a marvelous legacy. The second one is that Mary and I have been hanging around here in this building for over 20 years, and we worked together prior to both of us coming here. And so it's been my privilege to see what happens when somebody is able to receive the love of Jesus into their life and live deeply in the Scriptures long term, through the good times and the challenging times, and to see the, if I may say so, the wine of that and the character it produces. It's been a great privilege to watch that. And then I think, and I can't speak for us here at the NSC community, but I'd like to try. You have modeled what you want nurses to do by the way you've been present for us here. In little ways, I remember when Tom Dunkerton was acting president in 87, 88, and he had burst a blood vessel in his eye because he had high blood pressure, and we called Mary and she brought in the cup, and Tom was one of those people who was a little hard to hold down. Right? But Mary helped us because we were very concerned for this man in terms of his blood pressure. And then much more sadly, but very deeply, you've walked with us through illnesses that have become terminal illnesses, and you've cared for individuals and for families in ways that words just cannot adequately express. So thank you very much for doing all those things and much more. How might we pray for you?
Well, and I'll list some prayer requests, but first of all, I want to say thank you to you and each of you who have touched my life personally, as well as the things that you do. You know, I've talked with a lot of departments here in a variety of ways, and I want you to know I appreciate that deeply. And I and NCF as a community are grateful for being able to be a part of InterVarsity, able to be at the NSC, and mixing together with you all and collaborating is just a privilege. Some prayer requests. First of all, this is 2 weeks prior to this major event at Bethel University in St. Paul, and we have lots to do. You know the Urbana thing. So that God would guide all of us on the NCF team, and they are sitting back there as we finish things. And I was saying to Barney and the team, I want to practice what I teach about time and stress management in the midst of this, because there's just a lot of things to finish up for the conference, as well as preparing to move out of my office, and as we're doing orientation for Harriet and Pat Emery, who will be coming in for ONS. That's very important, that God would just guide the priorities and give strength. And then secondly, for this conference in the end of June, we're having a staff meeting, and then other people will be coming in, leaders from around the country, and we'll maybe have around 100. And then right after that is a faculty conference, Nursing Education as Ministry. And one of the board members from Bethel University, University Board, is teaching, and nurses will be there, and that kind of thing. That God's Spirit would just be poured out upon us in terms of this being a new way of equipping for the future. We had, in the past in NCF, we've had a leadership structure of our volunteers called councils around the country, and we're changing that and morphing into a new thing of ways of positioning NCF for growth and receiving all these new folks that are finding us through Journal of Christian Nursing and the web ministry and all, but that God's Spirit would be poured out upon us. And then the third thing would be praying for the transition And I just really, really believe God has called Pat Emery to be the director. It's been exciting to see, as we prayed, God call a person and hear her talk about, you know, I knew I needed to apply. And then in terms of the interim of having some space between Harriet, between myself and Pat, of Harriet stepping in, who has known NCF, and Harriet and Pat were both part of this planning that we've been doing for the last 18 months or so in terms of this, the volunteer structure and different ways of doing things. So they will be able to step in with a great sense of being on the same page, which will be helpful. But that God would help in the many dimensions of that. I've been thinking and talking about what is a good transition. And, you know, where it's where you face feeling and dealing with that and that kind of thing. But there's orderly transfer of information. And then there is a sense of planning for the future. I will, you know, publicly talk at this meeting about my affirmation of Harriet and of Pat. And that my role will be behind the scenes and I will not interfere with the leadership and that kind of thing. It's very important that I do a good handoff. And intend to do that, and so that God would just speak to us. And
notice that there were three or four prayer requests for NCF and one for Mary. But let's do pray for her and pray for those prayer requests. Alec, would you come and join me as you and I lay hands on Mary? And would a few of you lead in prayer for those prayer requests? And Alec, would you close in a moment?
Father, for these days of transition, may your hands be upon Mary, upon Harry, upon Pat. May they sense your presence, both surrounding and leading, as they walk these days. Lord, we are thankful for the gifts you have given us, for the ministry of NCF.
Father, we thank you for the incredible heritage of NCF. The lives that have been touched and the circles of expansion that have happened as nursing students who've learned to put their faith into their profession have touched the lives of thousands of patients every year. Father, we know from firsthand experience with our experience with Mary, and we pray that she will experience your blessing and the joy of seeing the fruit of her labors. Seeing how her work with NCF has impacted not only communities and healthcare profession, but Lord, lives in the United States and around the world. And so, Father, we pray that you will give her great joy in this transition.
Lord, would you ask that your spirit would be present, that Jesus would be lifted up and glorified, and these major events that Mary has mentioned in terms of the ministry of NCF and ministry to nursing students and faculty and men and women in the profession of nursing and the days ahead and in this transition. And we give you thanks for the way Mary is walking with you and has done that. And is modeling such a fine transition.
Father, I thank you for Mary that has personally touched my life, and I know she's touched the lives of many people here, but that over the last year as I've gone through things that maybe I didn't expect and being 1,000 miles from home, that she sat down and gave me wise counsel many times to what I should do, maybe when I didn't know what to do medically. In other aspects of my life, and I am so thankful for that. And what a blessing she's been to me personally, and I think to many others in the office in that same regard, God. And I don't think words can express how thankful we truly are and how grateful we truly are to her personal care that she's given to each of us, and living out what it is that she does teach and what she talks about. In NCF ministry, she has exemplified to the fullest in this office. Thank you for that. Lord, Mary has been such a great giver of your spirit and of your love. And I pray that as she transitions now into a new position, that you would give her a double portion of your love and your spirit, that you would fill her up even more with your presence and touch her and renew her and restore her and bless her, Lord Jesus, for being such a good, faithful servant over all these years.
Father, we thank you for this, your daughter, and thank you for that she is and has been and will be part of our community. And as has been prayed, that she has touched so many of our lives. You have used her as your hands and as your ears, and that we have felt your presence through her. Mm-hmm. Continue to bless her, Lord, during this transition. Pray for her health, for stamina as she does many things this summer, and just for a sense of peace and a sense of a job well done, Lord, as this continues to go on. Thank you so much that you have brought her to us in this community. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. It's been a great time, and I appreciate you deeply.